Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Good morning, Mess. We back at it with another staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Nelly?
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Nelly, what is going on with you and your man Ken?
Well, I honestly think he's cheating on me.
Why do you think that?
So we got invited to a wedding, and basically I was uninvited as his plus one.
Uninvited?
Yes. And this is not a new relationship. We've been together for 3 years.
Oh.
It's his best friend getting married in Mexico next summer, and we were hoping that it was still going to be allowed with the pandemic and all.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait, how do you get uninvited? So I'm trying to put myself in that position where I uninvite my wife to a wedding that we're supposed to go to.
Yeah. He was just full of excuses that didn't make sense. He said originally he'd love for me to accompany, and so like all excited because Cabo, Mexico.
Yeah.
I like his best friend. His best friend's cool. But then randomly, out of nowhere, he told me it's not going to be a good idea. They're trying to keep the guest list short. Basically, they took away everyone's plus one, but it just sounds fishy to me.
Wow.
Did you do research? Is it true? Did you ask other friends if they're taking their girlfriends or wives?
His fiance and I talked, and she told me, I'm sad you won't be able to go. Ken just told us that you have a family thing.
Oh.
Oh, he told them you were busy.
Mm-hmm.
There's the lie.
So I just played it off. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And said, you know, if anything changes, I hope I can go.
Wait a minute. Did you confront your man about this after you found that out?
No, I haven't. And that's why I'm calling you guys.
Oh, damn.
That's hard to come up with anything from that.
Like,
right?
Is there any reason that you think that he wouldn't want you to be there?
Yes, I feel like it is because his ex-girlfriend's going to be there.
Oh, that's a wrap.
That's so shady. And also, like, I don't know how you've been able to sleep at night. That's crazy.
I know how he's sleeping at night.
No, you don't.
Not with her.
Man.
I mean, you guys have been together for 3 years. So unless this ex was, like,
bomb in the
super
sack.
Awesome.
Oh,
you guys.
Do you know the ex?
No, I don't. I don't know her name. Her name is Sophia.
Okay.
Sophia.
Let's
okay.
write that down.
Was it a bad breakup?
They broke up because she moved to New York. Really not because of lack of anything else.
Uh-oh.
Dang,
but it's really been 3 years, though. I don't know. That's really weird, girl. We can go ahead and do the staycation setup. I'm going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and then I'm going to ask who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. If he says this girl, Sophia, then you really know that this is what's going on, but he could still say your name.
Right. I'm hoping he does.
I hope so, too.
You know what they say?
What?
What?
What happens in Mexico?
What?
Stays in the U.S. because I guess she can't go.
Oh, my God.
It's a shame.
Oh,
Mexico, right. Cabo is awesome. It's beautiful.
I've never been.
Well, maybe you and Nelly should go because she can't
Nelly,
go.
Nelly, girl, I'm so sorry. Do not listen to Joey. We're going to just do the staycation setup up next with the Morning Mess.
Oh, tequila, Cabo Wabo. Yes.
What?
Okay, it's the Morning Mess inside staycation setup. We spoke to Nelly. She let us know. She got uninvited to a wedding with her boyfriend of 3 years. This is his best friend. It's in Cabo. It's in a year, this year that we've had. Something to look forward to. Well, he made every excuse why she shouldn't go. And Nelly's on the line. Nelly, he basically told you, and it was a lie we found out, that no plus ones for his best friend's wedding.
Right.
But you started talking to his best friend's fiance, and she said what?
It was a family thing that I couldn't go.
Like, he made that excuse to the fiancé, and he told everybody else. Oh, God, that's so awful, girl. I'm so sorry.
Right.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, no, it happens. Sometimes you got to cut down the wedding if it gets too expensive. But you found out someone else is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. His ex-girlfriend, Sophia.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's the part that worries me the most, especially because you said, yeah, you've been together 3 years, but they didn't break up because of cheating. They just broke up because she moved.
Right.
All right, so Sophia's his name. We're going to ask who he wants to put on the reservation because we're going to pretend he wins the hotel. Hopefully he doesn't say Sophie. Hopefully he says your name. Okay, Nelly?
Yes. All right. Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ken?
Yeah, this is Ken. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, sure. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel, Ken. I'm really glad that I got you on the line, actually. You have just won the free romantic weekend stay that we offer here at the Aurora Hotel, so we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to add
That's
in a honey...
That's okay. I don't know what this is. I'm not interested. Thank you so much, though.
Hold on just 1 second for me, please. I want to assure you this is a free weekend stay in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes. I was just calling to let you know about your winning, and I wanted to see if we could set you up with the reservation.
How did you get my info?
Working off of an online database with Google and Yelp, actually. So because we just opened up, we were hoping to give you this stay in exchange for those reviews so that we can start to build up those review numbers and our presence can get bigger online.
Now is just not a great time for me to tell you the truth.
Well, does it work that we have a pretty flexible schedule? Us opening in the middle of a pandemic has been pretty tough for us, so we actually have availability going into the far future.
You know what? Okay, sure. We can do it in the future. Yeah.
Ken, thank you so much. We really appreciate that here. If you have questions along the way, feel free to ask them, but I'm going to get started with your reservation, all right?
Sure.
Okay, Ken. So my first question is, with this free romantic weekend stay, what we do is we leave a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor, and I wanted to see if you had something special you'd like to tell your guest upon entry. I can give you all the time you need. Just let me know when you're ready.
How about, I never stopped loving you?
Okay. Well, then my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Do you need to know that right now?
I do need the full name. It's both for personalization and for security purposes.
All right. It's Sophia.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Come on, man.
So, Ken, you there?
Who's that?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess. You're actually live on the radio. Your girl Nelly called us up. She's on the line right now. She suspected you might have been cheating, and obviously you are.
What is going on here?
What's going on is I know you want to take your ex-girlfriend on a romantic staycation. Is she why you uninvited me to the wedding?
What are you talking about?
I saw your friend's fiance at Target, and she told me that you said I couldn't go.
Look, I just thought it was for the best.
Yeah, so you can see your ex. I know she's going.
Well, look, she's a great girl, and I just wanted to see if there's a spark there.
Are you kidding me? We've been together 3 years. The spark touch, they should be gone.
Listen, I heard she's moving back, and I just needed to know before
oh
me and you got more serious.
No.
You're serious? What, 3 years isn't serious enough for you? F*** you.
Come on, don't be like this. Just,
oh, wow.
You know, you need to think about it.
You know what I think? I think we're over, and there's nothing to think about.
Okay, so hold on. Just real quick. I know this is a lot, but I don't want everything to just be over. I mean, you two have been together for a hot minute, but listen, there's just some things that need to be clear here. Why is this happening right now, Ken? Why in the world are you pursuing this? You guys have been broken up for years.
Listen, I need to figure it out. I just need to see if that spark is still there. We just kind of ended abruptly, and Nelly, if you love me, you give me this opportunity.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
My guy's trying. Sometimes you risk it to get that biscuit. Or tortilla on this thing. But, Nelly, we do have counselors available. Do you want to try to work on the relationship, or are you over it?
I'm over it. This guy.
Yeah.
Nelly, don't be like this.
No, that's not fair for you to say to her.
What do you guys have to do with this? Why are we doing this on the radio?
Well, we busted you. That's what we, if it wasn't for us, Nelly would have to stay with you. So you're welcome.
Honestly, you know what? F*** you guys.
All right. Ken, you still there? He hung up. Damn it. Let me call him back. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Give me his number. Give me his number. He's not going to hang up with me. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Ken. Ken, hang up on us. We're hanging up on you. We just want to make sure you're there so we can hang up on you. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Petty like that. Nelly?
Yes.
You deserve better.
Yeah.
Let him go to Mexico with this girl. Actually, I got a phrase for you you can work on, okay? You ready?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Say tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
You know what a vato is?
What?
It's a man. Call your girls, have some coronas, have some tacos.
Okay.
Yep.
Talk
yep.
How men are horrible, how we're horrible.
You can talk about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Nelly, I'm so sorry. That's a 3-year relationship, and that's like a lot to take in right now.
Yeah.
A lot to dig in.
Ew, stop it. And for real, we have counseling services, so we can give that to you, so you can have that with the tacos, okay?
Yeah, I might be interested. Yeah.
Right. Do you like women at all?
Who knows after this?
A what? Just
well, that taco could turn into taco.
Oh my God!
Taco de lengua.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.